A Love Song. Nestled in the lovely evergreen woods of the Northwest, not far from the city of Seattle, Washington, a family camp was in progress. There was a refreshing sense of the presence of the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And suddenly, a young lady stood and prophetically sang a new song. Singing it to a new and lovely melody, she sang, "Lord, there's just one thing I ask of thee. Cause me to excel in loving thee. There is nothing else in life I want to be, but by thy grace, just one who excels in loving thee." There was such an anointing in the song as she sang it that the congregation picked it up and they sang it as a heartfelt prayer. They sang it for almost 2 hours. It was expressing what the Holy Spirit desired each one to express. It was a petition asking a great favor of God. Some people's ambitions are to excel in one thing, some in another. Some people haven't enough ambition to want to excel in anything. But what a splendid ambition to desire above all things else to excel in loving Jesus. The first church mentioned in the book of Revelation, the church at Ephesus, was rebuked, warned, and told to repent because they had left their first love. Jesus was no longer the first love. The love of something else had taken its place in their hearts. Because of that, nothing else they did could really please God. They could not sing, "Lord, there's just one thing I ask of thee. Cause me to excel in loving thee." Paul writes concerning the same thing in the first three verses of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. He emphasizes that though they possess and work in any or all of the gifts of the Spirit, or give their body to be burned as a martyr, or be most philanthropic to the poor, without love, they are not acceptable to God. He declares decisively that without love motivating and flowing through every operation of the gifts, it was all to no profit. In Mark 12 and verse 30, Jesus quoted the first and great commandment, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength." This is the commandment that is most often broken. Therefore, that simple song became a wonderful prayer in that morning service. "Lord, this is what I want. Lord, there's just one thing I ask of thee." Jesus said to the Ephesian church, "You have fallen. Repent. Come back. Come back to where you were at first." First love is not speaking of first in chronological order. It is speaking of first in priorities and importance. The word itself in the Greek language definitely means in order of importance. Jesus called to them to repent. Otherwise, he said, they would lose their light because he would take away their candlestick if they did not return to their first love. They would walk in darkness like a blind church without Christ as their candlestick. Surely it is not any mystery that in the city of Ephesus in the 3rd century, the Nicene Council was held. It was a major council of the church bishops, and there they officially adopted for their church that evil and false doctrine of Mary, the Redeeming Mother. Such a proclamation taken at that council fully affirmed that the candlestick in the church of Ephesus had been taken away. Darkness entered into the church and ruled over it for centuries. If the Lord spoke to the church of today, would he not have somewhat against it? Where is that first love? The love that loves Christ more than anything else. Jesus, Lord of the church, will not take second place in the life of a believer. In the book of Luke, the 7th chapter, Jesus said, "He that loveth much is forgiven much. He that is forgiven little loves little." And in that statement, Jesus put forgiveness on two levels, a level of small forgiveness and the level of much forgiveness. He said, if one had been forgiven much, he will love much. And if there was little to forgive, there would be little love. That little song the Holy Spirit gave to the church that morning was a prayer inspired and prayed by the Holy Spirit in many hearts. Lord, I want to love you more than anything else. Maybe I cannot excel in art, in high intellect, or even in my work, but I pray that you cause me to excel in loving you. Let me be enabled to keep the first commandment. Let me begin to get priorities rightly arranged and put first things first. Lord, your eyes can see into the deepest part of my being. There is nothing hidden from you. I do not want anything hidden from you. I would pray the prayer of David, "Search me, O Lord. Try me. Know my heart, I pray. Cause me to know what displeases. Cause me to know the hindering factors that keep me from loving you. Cause me to understand how grievously I offend your perfect love because I do not return it with all of my heart. Use whatever means you must use, but cause me to excel in loving you. Bring to me a revelation of yourself. Bring a vision of your glory that will completely change me and cause me to know who you really are. I listen to the story of your divine love, the story of Gethsemane, of Calvary, and nod my head and say, yes, that's wonderful. I hear your words of love spoken from the cross and say, ah, yes, that means I am pardoned. How splendid. But Lord, that is not the reaction of one that excels in loving you. Cause me to understand that your cross means ever so much more than that. There at the cross, your heart was poured out in total love. It was divine love, drawing aside the curtains to let me see the heart of God exposed in his deepest, most hidden depths of love. Forgive me that I can be so unresponsive and so cold to your story. I can read that wonderful story and be distracted while I read it. Surely I am but a babe, ignorant and blind. I have not the revelation to see what it means for the Almighty Creator to love me, a small, insignificant part of his creation, and love me so much. Master, in some way cause me to understand that I might love you in return. Break my heart. Take away my defenses. Woo and win me away from all rivals of your love. Apprehend me by the love of God until I am divorced from loving other things or other people more than I love you. Forgive me for the many times I have put other things first, the times I have not taken the time with you because I was too busy. Too busy? Busy with what? I'm ashamed to say with what. They were things so unimportant. But loving you was not my first love. Other things were. I need your forgiveness, and I need to know how much I need your forgiveness. I need your gift of repentance because I cannot truly repent myself. Lord, hear a prayer that I will sing to you, even if I do not truly understand what I am praying. Engrave that prayer in my heart so that, although I may not understand it in depth, yet I can really sing it from my heart. That was a song prayer inspired by the Holy Spirit, sung by the congregation that morning, and that's what they meant as they sang it. Genesis 24. Many times God will set goals out before his people for orientation, that they may know where they are going before they even begin the journey. When one takes a short trip to town, he never bothers to look at the map. But if he plans to take a trip across country, one of the first things to do before ever setting out is to get out a map, search out the course, and find the best road to the intended destination. So also, the Spirit will set a course, although it may take a long time to arrive. Wherever you may be able to identify yourself in this story of Rebekah, the bride of Isaac, it does not make a lot of difference. Every believer can find himself at some place in the narrative. The intention of God is never to bring his child into condemnation, but to show him the destination, the way, and then to lead ever forward. When the Bible speaks of the bride of Christ, it means one that is living the life of intimate relationship with Christ, a relationship that a soul can have with the heavenly bridegroom, Jesus. Rebekah is one of the types in the Old Testament of the bride of Christ. Anyone in the church may become a part of the bride of Christ, but the Bible does not teach that the whole church is the bride of Christ.